Cecil and Sean had been playing together, in among the tall fir trees for a while. The smell of pine scented the air, and Sean was having so much fun that he had completely lost track of time. The shadows of the trees were long on the ground by the time he realised it was nearly tea time, and he only realised that because his belly started to grumble. "Bye, Cecil," he said hurriedly. "I really have to go. My aunt's going to be furious if she finds me gone."
"Oh," said Cecil, looking sad. "Well, will you come back tomorrow? You can come any time you want. It's not trespassing if I give you permission, because it's my park."
"I promise I'll come back," said Sean. And then he ran, as fast as he could, back to the hole in the hedge. He squeezed through and popped out on Aunt Maud's lawn, just in time to see her walking down from the house. Her brow furrowed when she saw him, and Sean braced himself for a row. "Where have you been?" she said. "I was worried sick."
I was only down the dingle."
"That's private property. You're not to go there."
"Well, the boy who lives there said it was all right. He said it wasn't trespassing if he gives me permission."
Aunt Maud's frown deepened. "There's no boy living in the dingle," she said. "There's not been a boy there for 20 years or more. Now, come inside and wash yourself for tea. You look like you've been down the mines." Sean decided not to say any more. But he also decided to ignore Aunt Maud's instruction not to go back to the dingle. After all, Cecil had asked him specially to come back, and he looked so sad when Sean had left. So really, Sean needed to go back to keep Cecil company. So the very next day, when Aunt Maud went for her afternoon nap, Sean squeezed through the hedge into the dingle again. He found Cecil quite easily. Cecil's red scarf was bright enough to show through the trees, even with all the flowers blooming. It really was one of the best days Sean had ever had. Cecil showed him the best trees to climb. They made the best mud pie Sean had ever made. And Cecil knew so much about the flowers and the trees and all the wildlife in the dingle. It was true, though, Sean thought, that sometimes Cecil spoke oddly, like he wasn't from this time at all. He didn't seem to know anything about the war, for instance, and he was surprised when Sean told him how he'd been evacuated to stay with his aunt. In fact, Cecil didn't even seem to know that it was 1940. He seemed to live in a different world. He often talked about things that Sean had no idea about, or things that happened a long time ago, as if they were yesterday. Sean thought that probably Cecil didn't get out much. He must spend all his time here in the dingle. But that would be all right, Sean thought. The dingle was lovely enough to spend all your time here. Sometimes Cecil said odd things. "The swimming pool is mine," he said once. "It was built to make me better." Sean realised that Cecil was talking about the pond, the one you've just walked past. "But you've seen that pond too, haven't you? It's full of water weeds and lilies and reeds. How could it be a swimming pool?" This time, Sean made sure to leave the dingle in good time so that he could get back before Aunt Maud had finished napping. But he was so hungry from all of his exploring that he ate 3 helpings of mashed potato alongside his pie. Aunt Maud looked a little bit suspicious as she cleared the plates away. "What have you been up to?" she asked him. "Nothing," said Sean. "Just doing sums like you said I should."
"I'm not as green as I look," Aunt Maud said.
"Have you been down the dingle again?"
"Just be careful. It's private property."
Then she sighed suddenly. "I used to go down there as a girl," she said. "I had a friend who I'd meet down there. What was his name again? Oh, I can't remember. Too much time has passed. That happens when you're old, you forget things. But I remember he always wore a scarf, a red scarf." Sean felt a sudden chill run down his spine. "He wore a red scarf?"
"Yes," said Aunt Maud. "He wasn't very well, you see. He always had that scarf on to keep him warm, even in summer."
She eyeballed him suddenly. Time for a bath, young man. You're filthy.
Sean went upstairs, heart hammering. He couldn't quite piece together what Maud had just told him. But he wasn't sure that he wanted to go back to the Dingle. Not just yet. Something had scared him.
If you want to find out what happens next, you'll have to be braver than Sean and you'll have to keep exploring. Follow the path away from the pond until you come to a little stone bridge.